This is Stars in Your Eyes, Laurels in Your Hair, a Star Trek reboot Greek mythology fusion fic written by Keitri and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Kirk McCoy. They called us Damon and Pythias when we came, so soon were we joined. Hue bright and shining like a young Apollo, burning with brilliance. Me cold and dark like the wrong side of the moon. I remember our training, how you moved like a storm, with your face like thunder and your fists and feet striking like lightning. How no one could touch you, unless you wanted them to. How we would wrestle afterwards, alone in the gymnasium, bodies close and glistening with oil and muscles straining. We were thrilled to be so close to one another. More so, later, after, in our rooms. And when we were called to battle, we went together. You proved yourself to them all, and I was at your side, sometimes arguing and sometimes agreeing, but you always knew I was with you. When the cheering crowds applauded your victory, you turned to them like a flower to the sun, and I whispered in your ear, "Remember, thou art mortal," and you laughed. There were stars in your eyes then. There were always stars in your eyes. Someone gave you a laurel wreath that night, and you put it on for a joke, and we mashed it beneath us later in our eagerness for one another, the desire to feel alive after so much loss. Later, someone said, innocent as a babe, that we were like Achilles and Patroclus, and someone else shushed them quickly to stave off ill omen. We forgot about it. We were young and immortal, and all the world was ours. I'd forgotten that till now. I remember, now that I'm lying here covered in my own blood, and you arguing with me here at the last. You're starting to understand, though, that this is it, and the sky blue of your eyes is growing dark with grief and fear and fury. And truly, I pity those who have done this now, because I know above all how you've kept yourself in check all these years. Because you were always rash and angry underneath that brilliance and cocky cool. And I worry what will happen to you, you foolish boy, without... The end.